We sat, looking out across the mountains, as clouds striped and unstriped the sun, decorating the endless trees below us with jagged shadows. They don't want us to be alone, they told me.
They're afraid you'll knock me up, she said, which is hilarious.
She laughed, turning to me. A rectangle of sun fell directly across her eyes. She leaned in quick and put her lips on mine. One soft touch. I hoped that my mother had followed me down the trail and would catch us. Sarah pulled back and drew her forearm across her mouth, disgust on her face.
God, that was stupid, she said. I just had to do it because they told us not to.
It's all right, I said. I don't mind.
I know you're in love with my brother. Don't say that, I whispered. I had the urge to cap my hand over her mouth, but I didn't knowing she would throttle me. Don't ever say that out loud.
Not like there's anyone around to hear us, Lark. Nobody's gonna come and take you away here. I went silent. I had known who I was for some time now, but Sarah speaking it out loud made it more real. Sarah scooted closer to me and laid her head on my shoulder, leaning against me.
It's all right, she said, whispering now. Nobody knows except for me, and I'm not saying a word.
He doesn't?
Not yet, she said, but he will.
How obvious is it?
Not so much. I'm just incredibly perceptive, she joked. So if you two fall in love and become a couple, you'll have each other, but you will have to take care of me when I'm a dried-up old virgin stuck on this mountain in my 80s, never been kissed except one pitiful time by my brother's lover. Jesus, I knew our futures were bleak, but this is ridiculous.